Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill's here. Big match tomorrow night. A couple of big matches last night.
Yeah, the World Cup qualifiers are on. It's a whole different level now to the Nations League, etc. This is the real stuff. And Northern Ireland had a great win, it must be said, last night. They opened their World Cup qualifying campaign with a 3-1 win away to Luxembourg. I know Luxembourg mightn't be a giant of European football, but they've been very strong lately, and we struggled with them, certainly. So that was a good win for them. And the big result of the night came in the same group, where Germany slumped to a 2-0 defeat in Slovakia. Wales went top of their group. They had an excellent 1-0 victory in Kazakhstan. Elsewhere, Aston Villa defender Matty Cash scored a late equaliser as Poland fought back to draw 1-1 with the Netherlands. So the Republic of Ireland begin our campaign at home to Hungary tomorrow night. Now, Chidozie Agbeni is fit again after missing last season with a ruptured Achilles. He's just gone on loan to Sheffield United from Ipswich, but he feels he has grown through last year's tough experience.
I'll be honest with you, the first 2-3 weeks I was very emotional. I think I was more emotional because I felt like I let the club down. I've just been in the club maybe 3-4 weeks and ruptured my Achilles. I felt like I wasn't able to give them back for believing in me. You know how my mentality is. When people give me a chance, I always want to offer myself for them. So I was a bit emotional, disappointed, just didn't know why. I just didn't know why, but you get over it. And then I just switched my mentality. You know, a lot of stuff happening while I was injured. My partner and I, we had a child. I have a son. So my perspective of life changed. And I was just dialed in life. So the first 2 weeks was difficult because I always want to know the answer of why things go wrong, but some things I can't control. But just getting that rehab, you know, speaking to people that passed footballers, and they gave me the advice of some things you can't control, and I just focus on the stuff I can control. And I was able to, you know, have a better bond with my partner, and you know, be there for the pregnancy, and that probably helped me heal. And I don't know if most of you know, but I spent a lot of time offering myself to the community in Ipswich. And I got to, you know, I became disability ambassador. So I was able to, you know, see life in a different perspective and offer myself. And I learned a lot, you know. Knowing what I know now, if I go back 9 months, I would rupture my Achilles again. You know, I'm a lot wiser now. And as I said, you know, spending time in the gym, learning my body, I feel like there was stuff, maybe I was underdeveloped in the gym, so I was able to understand all these things. So there's a lot of knowledge that I acquired being injured.
Spoke for about 20 minutes. He was so interesting. You'd love youngsters to hear more of what he said. He was really, really...
Especially youngsters who are going through an injury as well.
Yeah, it's a long time to be out, as you said. Now, St. Patrick's Athletic's Mason Melia scored both goals. That's the Republic of Ireland under-21s. Won 2-1 in Moldova in their opening European qualifier. They're in action again at home on Tuesday night. There are no Premier Division games in the League of Ireland tonight, though, but there is a full programme in the First Division with the leaders Dundalk away to Wexford. Now, overnight in the tennis, defending champion Aryna Sabalenka showed real grit. She battled back from a set down to beat Jessica Pegula and reach a third straight US Open final. She'll play Amanda Anisimova in the final, who also came from a set down to beat Naomi Osaka 6-3 in the deciding set. Well, now to the golf. Play underway, just underway on day 2 of the Amgen Irish Open. So let's go live to the K Club and join Greg Allen.
Thanks, Des. And actually, after the really weather, considerable turbulence that we had yesterday, it's a dry and calm, sunny Friday morning for the early second round starters. Just underway, mind you. This time yesterday, I was talking about a lovely autumnal morning, but from midday onwards, it was heavily disrupted by torrential showers and enough rumbles of thunder to cause a suspension of play, which means that 6 players did not finish their rounds. One of them, Alex Maguire from Laytown, Bettystown, was going really nicely on 2 under par, and he'll resume that round at 8:15 with his drive in the fairway on his final hole. Leading Irish player Shane Lowrish had an opening 3 under par 69, while Rory McIlroy admitted to getting quite agitated towards the end of his first round of 71 after being put on the clock for slow play in his group, which he felt contributed to 2 bogeys in his last 3 holes.
It's hard because, like, you feel a bit rushed, you're playing some tough holes. Just felt, because it's happened to me quite a lot before in these sort of big groups or when I come back to Europe and play, felt like I just let it agitate me a little bit.
It was a day which, you know, you had those 4 birdies going out. From your perspective, what was it like?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, for the most part, I hit it well off the tee. I had that drive on 15 that went in the water and I made a bogey there. But apart from that, I felt like off the tee was pretty good. Iron play was pretty solid. You know, I think if I had a par the last 3 holes, I would have felt, you know, pretty good about the round. But letting two shots go there in the last 3 holes was a bit disappointing, but certainly encouraged by, you know, how I played and some of the shots that I saw out there.
Are there work-ons on your game after the kind of the holiday that you took after the end of the FedEx and as you go into the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I think it's just more sharpening up like the scoring aspect of the game. Overall, I mean, I don't said it last or a couple of weeks ago at Eastlake, I don't feel like the game's that far away. You know, it's just about getting a few reps and getting a little bit sharper as each day passes.
And McIlroy probably needs to shoot in the 60s today to feel he's really in contention here. Tom McKibben also shot around a 71. Seamus Power is on level par. McKibben and Power underway in the next 20 minutes or so. Robert Moran on level par. The lead here held by three men on 6 under. Spain's Nacho Elvira, Frenchman Roman Langasque and Norway's Torbjørn Olesen.
Thanks, Greg. More later on. In Gaelic Games, the Football Review Committee has recommended a further change to the Hooter rule, but they've held fire on the reintroduction of a 4-point goal for next season. In their final report, the FRC are recommending the game ending once the Hooter sounds, unless the ball is in flight or a free kick has been taken, including 45s and line balls. But the new rules appear to have been a massive success given the huge increase in attendances last season. They were up 20% in the Championship and 25% in the league. Irish women's rugby coach Scott Beamond will this morning name his team to play New Zealand on Sunday in the World Cup game. Big question is whether or not Aoife Wafer will play. The back row star hasn't played since round 4 of the Six Nations after undergoing knee surgery. It was a mixed day for Ireland at the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool. A great win for Jennifer Lahan, a 5-0 win over Victoria Rogalinska of Poland. But Adam Heshin at 60k was beaten 4-1 by the young Australian Jacob Cassar. And Caelan Cassidy out by the narrowest of margins. He lost on that dreaded 3-2 split decision against Dominican Republic's Noel Pacheco. Michael Conlon and Jack Bateson meet tonight at the Three Arena for the vacant WBC International Featherweight title, and we've two race meetings today at Down Royal and Kilbeggan.
Des, thank you for that, and the time now coming up to 8:15.